This is Brian Bull of KLCC, Eugene Public Radio, and I'm here at the Orange You Glad I Didn't Say Banana Stand. And here I have one worker who is chopping away ice. What's your name, please?
I'm Brianna Potts.
And Brianna Potts, tell me about your work here right now.
Oh, well, right now we're just refilling the coolers with the oranges and keeping them cold with all the ice. And we kind of have a rotation system. We got to fill the bowl up there while I slice and he squeezes and keep everything cold. So, yeah.
Today's high is going to be up in the upper 90s. I expect you guys are going to have a lot of visitation here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're keeping the juice cold. So everybody loves it.
Tell me about your supply here. I bet you have tons of oranges and tons of ice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many pounds of ice you got.
We have, we've been pulling in, I think, 2 20-pound bags each shift so far.
Yeah, we got 100 cases of oranges.
Yeah.
So.
Hydration is going to be very important today.
It's true. And we've got the juice to keep it going, so.
And what's your name, please?
I'm Dan. Riley.
So, Dan, looks like you are one very busy man.
We've been doing a pretty brisk business this morning already. I expect it's going to pick up once people start coming in. It seems like we've got a lot of people coming to try and get in just before that occurs so they can get their juice and get on their way.
You've been doing this since 6:30?
Yeah, we started 6:30 this morning.
I'm looking at the box by my feet with the halved oranges in. It looks like you've got probably at least maybe 15 pounds already.
Filled those three boxes over there already, so yeah.
How long have you been holding the stand?
How long have I been juicing over the years? This is, I think, my fourth time out squeezing OJ.
And the cart has been out here.
The cart's been here for many, many years longer than that. I'm not sure when it started, but yeah, that's how long I've been here.
And did you start the business, or did you inherit it?
No, I just squeeze juice. I'm not the cart owner.
So what's your favorite part about the Oregon Country Fair?
Oh my gosh. The people watching, the outfits, the music, the opportunities for my kids to run around and do fun things. I don't know what even I would say is the highlight. There's so many good things about it.
When the day is over with, exactly how much orange juice, if you could guesstimate, how many gallons do you think you will have sold?
What do you think this holds, like a half gallon?
Yeah.
When the day is done.
This is 1 gallon right here, so we've at least
got 1 gallon. I don't know.
Since
hundreds.
I'm sure we've gone through 20.
100 gallons? Just at a very rough guess.
And that's just one day.
That's just one day, yeah. Yeah, we've got this. Under that tarp is all the rest of our oranges.
That tarp is as tall as me.
That's true.
So when it comes to keeping cool and enjoying the fair, what advice do you have, Dan?
Well, like you said, stay hydrated. Stay in the shade if you can, and you know,
drink lots of orange juice.
Thank you for your time. Enjoy the fair.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.